The end of Siman Kuf Tes, so that's page 275. Base. Okay, so Machabe says, Imachil Yisbal Imashatz. If a person began, and we're going to have to be very careful with the words of the Machaber, as we always have to be, we'll see how the Be'er Halacha learns this, that if a person begins davening with the Chazan, so again, we were discussing at the beginning of Kuf Tes, you come late to shul, again, in this shul it's all hypothetical, nobody comes late. But again, if you come late, so and you're up to Shmoneh Esrei, but you haven't started Shmoneh Esrei, so if you start Shmoneh Esrei, you can miss Kedush or you can miss Kaddish. So that's what we've been talking about. So now we're talking about a different individual. The person came, and I don't know if they came late, whatever the case may be, but they started Shmoneh Esrei not after the Chazan, or not even a little before the Chazan, but simultaneously with the Chazan. We discussed this before, a little in the Mishnah Berurah. They start simultaneously with the Chazan. So now, what do you do when the Chazan gets to, as the Machaber says, Naritzla, in other words, when the Chazan gets to Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah says, or Koran and Tashkenazim in the Kaddish, whatever, you know, when it gets to Kedusha. So you're saying, word for word, you're going at the same pace as the Chazan. Word for Baruch, Baruch, Adah, right? You're going at the same pace as he is, same cadence. And now, so what do you do when he gets to Kedusha? So Machaber says, Yomar imo milo b'milo kol Kedusha. So you say Kedusha with him, word for word, as you've been doing in town now. Kemoshu omer, like you've been doing until this point. V'chein yomar imo milo b'milo, brachas akel kadosh. And so too, right, we've seen this before also, the first bracha after Kedusha akel kadosh, the first three brachas, right? So we discussed this before, the first three brachas are one unit, the last three brachas are one unit, the middle are the pleases. So also, even though you finish with Kedusha, the bracha, L'dor, Ata Kadosh, you say simultaneously with him. Now, and then, Machaber says, also the bracha Shomea Tefillah, V'gam Yechavim Kishiyogi Hashas L'modim, and also, as we've also seen this concept before, when the Chazan gets to Modim, Yagia Gam Hula Modim, you also should get at that same time to Modim. We know why. We discussed this before. This was already in Aleph. Because Modim also is a critical point because of the bowing, right? We've seen this before. Because everybody's bowing, and if you're at some other point, so could you bow, could you not bow? At the beginning of a bracha, end of a bracha. So everybody's bowing and you're not. So Chas v'Shalom, you look like a kofar. So that's a problem. We discussed that in Aleph and Beis. So now, again, you started simultaneously with the Chazan, so stay with him with Modim. In other words, from Ata Kadosh to Shemaya Tefillah, you could go your own pace. You could go your own pace. But when you get to Shemaya Tefillah, when you get to Modim, you better be with him again because you have the Modim problem, so to speak, or challenge. Right? Because of the problem we just mentioned. Because you got to bow with him. You got to bow with him. The Rama says, Aval lechachilo lo yachil ad achar sharmar kedusha vehakel kadosh. The Rama says the best thing to do is don't start simultaneously with the Chazan. Rather, as we saw in Aleph, wait till he finishes Kedusha. In other words, you're after Shema, so as we discussed before Shabbos, stop at Shira Chadasha. Be in a holding pattern at that point at Shira Chadasha, right? Because once you say the Bracha to Hashem Gval Yisrael, Smicha Gula Tefillah, we discussed this last time, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei right away. You can't interrupt. So stop at Shira Chadasha. Let him start Shmoneh Esrei, say Kedusha, then you could start. And again, we discussed the ramifications of that in Aleph. So the Ramah holds that you shouldn't start simultaneously with Chazan and at most of the points daven together with him. Ella she'im hutzrach lahachil mikach shashal veres okedei lisma gula tefila dino hachi. Unless there's some extenuating circumstance, like it's getting late, or because you already passed Shira Chadasha. We discussed this before also. You have to Shira Chadasha, and you listen to the Chazan's at that point. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait for him? You're already after Shira Chadasha. So once you said Shira Chadasha and Baruch HaTov HaShem Gval Yisrael, you got down in Shmoneh Esrei. So then the Rambam says, then you could daven simultaneously with him, because you're stuck. You're stuck because you can't be in a holding pattern. It's too late. You're already landing or taking off, depending on how you look at it. Okay, so basically what we have right now is seemingly a machlokas between the Machaber and the Rambam. The Machaber holds that if a person, again, is a little late, so then they wait for the chazan starts Shmon Esrei, you could start together with him. When you speak daven together simultaneously, word for word, with the chazan, you could say Kedusha with the chazan. No problem. The Rambam says it's best not to do that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Achronim and say no, that agree with the Machaber, that it's okay to daven simultaneously, word for word, with the chazan. Good. Now, the Chavos Chaim in the Bir Halacha brings up the following case. Okay, this is all, again, if we're very careful in the language of the Machaber says, Imakali Spalal Imashatz. You started, you began to daven together with the chazan. How about if you didn't? Meaning, either, one of two scenarios. Either you got a chazan, a real chazan, and he's singing, right? So you, I don't know, by the time he started, Baruch HaTah, you were up to Birchas HaShachar, right? But he's still going there, and you're already, you know, as somebody told me, they were in a shul once, and the chazan, they had a chazan, they had a 12-minute kedusha. 12-minute kedusha. So just think about that next time you think Birch Lepin. So he's going on. So you didn't start together with him, but you caught up to him. So now the question is like this. So he started Baruch HaTah half an hour ago. You started Birchas HaShachar. Now you're up to, it ends up, you didn't start together with him, but when they both of you get to Kedusha, you're both up to Kedusha at the same time. Everybody got that case? Okay. So you didn't start with him as the Machaber's case. Different case. You started not simultaneously with him, but you end up at Kedusha with him. So now the question is, can I say Kedusha word for word with him? Or it could be the other way around. As the Chofetz Chaim says in Bir HaLacha, you have a lot of kavana. So in other words, you started Shmon Esrei together with everyone else, but you're davening very slow. You're taking time. And the minyan maybe is going supersonic speed, or even not supersonic speed, you're going very slow, and they're going average. So now, you start together with them, back when. But now, by the time you get up to Baruch HaTov Hashem Machayim Esim, guess what? The chazan is up to his repetition. He's up to Kedusha. So now the question is, what do you do then? Could you say Kedusha together? Is it similar to the Machaber's case? Or is it dissimilar since you didn't start together? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim comes out in the Bir HaLacha that you cannot do that. You cannot say Kedusha, because this halacha of saying Kedusha together with the chazan is only, again, as the Machaber says, immaculately following mashans, only if you began davening simultaneously. Okay, so that would be an interesting case. Okay, let's do just introduce Gimel a little, get a little taste of it. Interesting halacha. Yochid ha'omed b'tfila. So again, you're davening. You're davening Shmon Esrei. Kshiagia l'makam kedusha, and you get up to the point of kedusha. Hayu hatzibro omen kedusha de sidra. So what was everybody else? Again, the case like we just said in the Bir Halacha. You're a slow davener, or maybe you're late. I don't know. Either case. And so when you get up to the point of Kedusha, in other words, they said Kedusha already, but you know, we have three Kedushas in Shacharis. We have the one before Shema, we have the what we call the regular Kedusha, and the highest level Kedusha is the Kedusha Nuvalot Zion, Kedusha de Sidra. Now, when they get up to that, the Kedusha Nuvalot Zion, you are up to that point of Shmon Esrei of Kedusha. Now, as you said, Baruch HaTov Hashem Machayim Meisim, and all of a sudden, hear the Chazan say, he's in Uvalasiyam, but he's saying, V'atav Kadosh Hashem Tilas Yisrael, V'kara Zel Zev, V'yomar. So the question is, can I say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Right? You just said that I can insert the Kedusha if I'm going simultaneously with the Chazan. So that's what I'm up to. So could I do it? So the Machaber says, no. Why? Eino omer kedusha imayim, sheino kedusha shavals. Because it's not the same kedusha. It's not the same kedusha. Okay, so what do you do? Okay, v'nir duha din imhayo atzibro omrim keser, she'eno omer imam kadosh.